This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
This is historic. The House January 6th committee appears ready to recommend today that the Justice Department consider criminal charges be brought against former President Trump. The AP's Donna Warder.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California told CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, "I think the president has violated multiple criminal laws, and I think you have to be treated like any other American who breaks the law, and that is, you have to be prosecuted."
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Elon Musk asked, and those on Twitter have answered.
It was a simple tweet sent Sunday by Elon Musk. "Should I step down as head of Twitter, I will abide by the results of this poll." More than half of 17.5 million users who responded to the poll voted yes by the time it closed Monday morning. Before the tweet, the billionaire acknowledged he made a mistake in launching new speech restrictions that banned mentions of rival social media websites. But there was so much criticism, Musk promised not to make any more major policy changes without a survey. I'm Julie Walker.
One woman says her mother actually hit the ceiling. Both women were on board that Hawaiian Airlines flight that ran into severe turbulence on Sunday, rocking the plane and seriously injuring 11 people. The plane was flying from Phoenix to Honolulu when it happened. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerously cold weather across much of the nation as we approach the holidays, potentially life-threatening cold in parts of the country. The Arctic cold stretching from the northwest into the east. Russia launched drones over Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, while the city slept. But Ukraine says it shot down most of them. It's party time in Argentina after the soccer team beat France to win the World Cup. This is AP News. To China now and its battle against COVID. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese health authorities have announced the nation's first COVID-19 deaths in more than 2 weeks. The two deaths occurred in Beijing and come as the illness is surging after China eased the strict zero COVID approach. It's credited with keeping its toll low. Though the official statistics are changing very little, families and funeral workers say deaths tied to COVID-19 have been increasing. Now, a lack of data has made it more difficult to grasp the scale of any outbreak or its direction. Anecdotal evidence points to a growing caseload, while health experts have projected a possible major wave over the coming month or two. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Sunday, President Biden marked the 50th anniversary of the car crash that killed his first wife and their baby daughter. Joe Biden was not in the car at the time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.